Good evening. I welcome you as we worship God on this Ash Wednesday evening. I invite you to fully engage in this time of reflection, this time of scripture, this time of singing, this time of prayer, and this time of communion. We will indeed share in the sacrament of communion towards the end of this service. For those worshiping online, I invite you to gather your own elements of bread and juice. And for those worshiping here in the sanctuary, if you didn't get a set of the elements on your way in, please know that they are on a table in the narthex. Traditionally, during the season of Lent, any loose offerings that are shared in the plate or sent to the office, they are, for Ash Wednesday through the end of Lent, they are divided equally between two of our mission partners, the Aroles and Back Bay Mission. So be aware of that throughout the season. And now in our time of worship, let us take time to calm our hearts, to calm our minds, to reflect on the earthly ministry of Jesus as he journeyed to the cross of Calvary. Let the prelude music of "Lord, I Want to Be a Christian" prepare us for this time.
As we turn to Psalm 51, we'll be reading it in three parts and singing various hymns in between the verses. This first portion is the first nine verses, and as we turn to these verses, we do so seeking the mercy of God. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity.
Let us join together, taking comfort in God's mercy by singing, "There's a wideness in God's mercy."
Reading of Psalm chapter 51, looking now at verses 10 through 12. And as we do so, we seek restoration from God. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Let us sing, "Oh, for a heart to praise my God."
As we complete our reading in Psalm chapter 51, I invite you to follow along in verses 13 through 17 as together we seek to praise the Lord our God. Psalm 51, verse 13. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Let us praise all aspects of the Trinity with Come Thou Almighty King.
As we continue in our service of worship, we come now to a time of prayer. And during this time, I'd like to begin with a question. What enables us to truly change? I would put forth that it is indeed the act of praying as we come to God and praise Him and find that He is everything we need. As we come to Him and confess our sins, and find forgiveness flowing freely from His gracious welcome, as we find that He provides us with all of our needs. So let us join now in this course and ministry of prayer. We'll have four different sections of prayer following the acronym ACTS, which you may be familiar with, and if not, you can see those different elements of prayer in the bulletin: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And supplication is just another way of saying our requests before God. First, we're going to start with adoration. And to begin, I'm just going to pause for a moment and let you silently lift up your praises of who God is in your heart. And then I'll close with a prayer of adoration. So lift now in your hearts your praises for your King. Abba, Father, we praise You for who You are and Your great love for us. We praise You that with You we can be like children, and our fears can melt away as we come into Your embrace, as we delight in Your love, as we trust in Your great care for us. Father God, we adore You and we worship You this evening. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
In gratitude, let us sing a verse of blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance.
As we continue in our ministry of prayer, we come now to a time of confession. Confession can be scary. Confessing our deepest, darkest sins, the secrets we'd like to keep from anyone else, including God. But God invites us to come and confess our sins freely with the assurance that He will forgive every sin we confess. Whatever we have done, it is good as forgiven. Thanks be to the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So come now, freely confess your sins and receive God's forgiveness. Again, I invite you to pray silently in your hearts, and then we'll close in a word of prayer. Oh God, your grace is almost too good to be true, except it is true. And for this, we thank you. We thank you that your love is unconditional, that we can come to you and find forgiveness and welcome, cleansing, restoration, no matter what. And in this, we rejoice. Father, we confess to you all of our sins, the sins of commission, the sins that we have done against your will, where we have sinned against you and against others, where in thought and word and deed, we have done things we know were wrong or lashed out in anger in the heat of the moment. Lord, we confess all these things. Lord, we confess also all of our sins of omission, the good things that we've neglected to do, the kindnesses we've failed to bestow upon others, whether in our busyness or in our inattention, or perhaps our judgmental spirit, withholding from others that which we think they do not deserve. Lord, our sins number in the hundreds, in the thousands, and in the millions, but your forgivenesses are even greater. And each one of our sins are cast away into your sea of forgetfulness and are removed from us as far as the east is from the west. And so in you and in your forgiveness, we rejoice. We are thankful that you wash us clean with the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray. Amen.
Isaiah 53:6, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let us sing verse 1 of I Lay My Sins on Jesus.
Come now to a time of thanksgiving in which we not only praise God for who he is, but we thank him for all that he's done. Again, the forgivenesses of our sins that he offers, the provisions he grants us, meeting all of our needs, giving us our daily bread, the strength he provides us to endure. Our blessings number more than we can count. So let's turn to the Lord now and thank him. O most generous and gracious God, we thank you for the many blessings you pour out into our lives. Were we to take the time to number them, we would never stop counting. We thank you for your many, many blessings. Lord, we thank you for the people you put in our lives, through whom we've come to know you and see a reflection of you in the love they have for us. We thank you for your word, through which we've come to know you and the gospel and your plan of salvation more clearly. We're thankful that you sent your son into this world, that we could know you personally. We thank you, Jesus, for walking this world for those 30 some long years, especially those last few, which were years of trial, as you often faced rejection and hardship. And of course, the ultimate rejection of the cross. We thank you, Jesus, because you did all this for us. And you did it so that we could be made right with God. Again, Lord, our blessings are more than we can count. But we recognize that gratitude is indeed good medicine for our hearts and souls. We often get bogged down with our worries, our concerns, our fears. But as we turn instead to count our many blessings, our hearts are lightened, our souls lifted up, our countenances lifted up to you. And they reflect the joy of your shining face and your gracious, open, extended hands. We thank you for your many blessings, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us share a verse of "Since I Have Been Redeemed."
Again, this time of supplication is just another way of saying our requests that we bring before the Lord. And in this time, we can bring our own requests. Let us never forget to bring our own needs before the Lord. And we can also bring the requests that we have on behalf of others, which is sometimes called intercession, as we pray for their needs. Let's join now in lifting up your prayers and then together in a time of prayer. Oh God, we thank you that you are a God who is always present, always near. As one author once put it, you are closer than our own skin. We take comfort in this. We take comfort that you are so close, that you hear our prayers, that you're always listening, that you always see us and always know our every need. In fact, your word, O Lord, says you know our thoughts and our prayers. Even before a word is formed on our tongue, you know it. That's how well you know us. And so we bring our requests before you. We bring our requests before you. Again, as your word teaches us to, like children before their father, you say, as a child asks for bread, a father doesn't give rocks or stones in place of a meal, but gladly meets his child's needs. So too, Lord, you love to provide for us, not only with our needs, but with good gifts. I pray for the people in this room, Lord, and those who might listen to this service at other times, for the needs in our own lives, for the people in our lives that we are care about. We pray, Lord, that you'd give us peace in your presence, that you'd restore us through this season of Lent as we seek to walk with you, as we seek to confess our sins and to find renewal in our relationship with you, as we seek strength to endure temptation, a strength to endure trials and hardships, as we seek your provision and blessings. Lord, I just pray for each and every one of us. Lord, we pray also for those not a part of our congregation, those who are outside these walls, in our community, in our world, those who might not yet know you. And Lord, we pray that we, as your followers, might be light in this world, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness to more and more, that they too might know the salvation we have found in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, our prayers are many, and your answers are many more. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our prayer is that the Lord is always drawing us nearer. Let's sing a verse of I Am Thine, O Lord.
As we conclude this ministry of prayer, let us join now in the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
A children's lesson for tonight. If you were able to be here in the sanctuary on Sunday at the 10:30 service, maybe you were blessed with a gift from the Yoder Boys, and I had picked this lesson out ahead of time, and then I knew what I was going to use. I was supposed to make a big red heart. They did a much better job than I ever could have. So obviously we celebrated Thanksgiving on Sunday, and on, where did that come from? Obviously, we celebrated Valentine's Day on Sunday. Thanks for that look. I was filled with thanksgiving for the hearts of the Yoder Boys. So There are ways that we celebrate love with one another through cards and flowers and candy, but I want to talk about a different way to show our love for God and our love for others. And that is modeled after how Jesus teaches us to love even when it's hard to do, even when love is not pleasant. We are called to love one another. And so we have this heart. And this can represent the birth of Jesus when he was a babe, a gift of love from God to us. And then Jesus grew to be a man. And throughout his ministry, he interacted with people and he loved them. And Jesus was such a man of love that that love just exuded out of him. And you would think everybody else would love Jesus in return. Was that the case? No, there were lots of people that did not love Jesus. In fact, they wanted to get rid of him, and so they had him arrested, and they condemned him to death, and they hung him on a cross. But even when he was on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Even his enemies, Jesus still loved. Even when it was hard, when it wasn't what it was pleasant, Jesus still loved, and he calls us to love too. And so when we think about this heart, I want to draw a big cross on this heart. And the aspect of the heart for us is exemplified through his death on the cross, where he died because of his love for us. And he models how we are supposed to love God and love everyone. So when we think about the heart, we also think about the cross and how that's a symbol of loving one another. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the lessons of the scriptures. We thank you for the lessons of life. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the love of Jesus. Lord, empower us to love even when it's difficult, when it's not easy. Lord, help us to love one another as Jesus loves us all. In his name we pray. Amen.